Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today and WIFM. Welcoming to our program this morning from the Allegheny and Surrey County Cooperative Extension Services, Carmen Long. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning, Danny.
Trust you're doing well today.
I am, and I hope you are.
I am indeed. A pleasure to chat with you, Carmen. Thanks for taking some time to be with us today. June is Dairy Month, and I thought it might be a cool thing because you're thinking about dairy. You kind of got bring cows into the equation, so maybe you can share with us some fun facts about cows today and how that equates to what we like in dairy.
So I thought it was interesting when I started researching. The first cow arrived in the Jamestown colony around 1611.
Wow.
So a long, long time ago, and most families had their own cows until around 1850.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a cow at our house, and I guess I'm glad I don't have to take care of a cow, but I do like milk, so I'm glad that we have dairies out there that produce milk for us to enjoy. I thought it was interesting. The average cow weighs about 1,400 pounds.
They're big, yeah.
They have 32 teeth, and all of them are on the bottom.
I've never noticed that.
That was surprising. They have a dental pad on the top, but no teeth.
Never thought
cows
about that. Never
really
noticed.
Can smell well and can smell something up to 6 miles away.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. And they eat a lot, right?
Yeah, they eat a lot, and that's when I was glad I didn't have a cow that I had to take care of, because it says a cow eats between 90 and 100 pounds of food and drinks about 35 gallons of water a day. So when you think about more than a bathtub full of water for each of your cows, that's a lot.
That's amazing. Well, I guess when all you do all day is eat, then I guess you can eat a lot, because that's kind of what they do, isn't it?
And it says between 6 to 8 hours a day of eating it and chewing its cud. So okay. That is pretty much their whole routine, is just going through eating yeah. and eating and eating and eating.
So cows are busy eating a lot every day, but they also produce a lot for us, right, Carmen?
They do, around 6.3 gallons of milk a day.
Wow.
That's more than 2,300 gallons a year,
mm-hmm.
and 350,000 gallons of milk in a lifetime.
Ooh,
but
wow.
Cows are actually valuable for more than just the milk. When we think about what we make with that milk, it's the cheese, the butter, mm-hmm. and the yogurt.
Yep. Here's the thing. I want to ask you about dairy farms, because I know there's several dairy farms around here. Are there, I'm assuming there are dairy farms everywhere, but are they in every state?
All 50 states in the United States have some dairy farms.
Okay.
We don't have as many dairy farms locally as what we used to have.
True.
But we are glad that those dairy farms are still producing, in the United States, are producing around 21 billion gallons of milk a year.
Holy smokes. I guess we do drink a lot of milk and eat a lot of ice cream, don't we? Tell me about the dairy farmers. I mean, we think of milk in terms of gallons, but that's not how it works with dairy farmers, right?
They're actually paid by the hundred weight, 100 pounds,
okay.
not by the gallon.
Okay.
And there are approximately 8.6 pounds of milk per gallon.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how they're actually paid out. And there's a lot of people in the United States that are buying milk, about 25 gallons per average American each year.
Okay.
Each person purchases around 25 gallons of milk a year. 99% of all U.S. households purchase milk. We drink milk at our house, and I think a lot of our friends do as well, but that we still need to encourage people to get some good dairy foods. It's good for our bones.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned yogurt, cheese. Let's talk a little bit about that. Americans eat a lot of yogurt, too, don't they?
They do. 300,000 tons of yogurt per year. And I fall into that category. Maybe not quite that much, but I do enjoy yogurt almost every morning for breakfast. I really like to add different fruits to it, different nuts, granola. It's just an easy, quick something you can grab and take with you,
mm-hmm.
or something that you can enjoy at home.
Yeah.
So we eat lots of yogurt. Probably one of the most popular things, though, from our dairy is our cheese.
Absolutely.
There are more than 300 varieties of cheese sold in the United States. Guess what the most popular is?
Well, I'm going to say, I'm basing it on my like. I'm just going to say cheddar.
And you are exactly right. The most popular cheese is cheddar. Mm-hmm. What do you think the most popular flavor of ice cream is? This is the next category of yummy dairy foods.
See, if I go with mine, I'm going to say strawberry, and I bet that's wrong.
It says vanilla, but okay. I really like chocolate.
Okay.
So when we think about ice cream, this is a good one. How many pounds of milk does it take to make a gallon of ice cream?
A lot, I'm guessing. More than 10?
12 pounds of whole milk to make a gallon of ice cream. 10 pounds of milk to make a pound of cheese.
So the next night I'm sitting at home devouring my ice cream, I need to be thanking cows for all their hard work, right?
Yes, we do. And those dairy farmers who make it possible.
What state in the U.S. produces the most cheese? I think it's pretty obvious, but I want to let you tell me.
So Wisconsin is actually the most, it's really interesting. If Wisconsin was a country, it would rank fourth in the world in terms of total cheese production.
Oh my goodness.
Behind the United States, Germany, and France.
Wow.
And just a little bit ahead of Italy. So Wisconsin definitely has some delicious cheese.
They sure do. Well,
here's one final little trivia for you. It takes about 50 licks to finish a single ice cream cone. So the next time you're enjoying an ice cream cone, if you want to count them and see if that trivia fact is true, I've not ever done that before. We might need to check that one out.
I get too involved in actually eating it than to think about counting, and I think I could beat that too, I'll be honest with you. A lot of good info, Carmen, and some fun facts today, too. That's great. People have questions for you about this or, of course, any of your other specialties at the Extension office. What's the best way to get in touch with Carmen Long?
They can call me at the Allegheny office at 336-372-5597 or at the Surrey office at 336-401-8025. So we would just encourage people to have some delicious dairy foods. It's a great source of calcium, which is really good for our bones. And this was just, you would have to eat 7 oranges or 6 slices of wheat bread to get the same amount of calcium you would from just 1 glass of milk.
Wow.
So enjoy that dairy in a variety of different ways and think about all those farmers who work so hard to take care of the cows that make it all possible.
Absolutely. That's a good thought to end on. Carmen Long with the Extension Office in Allegheny and Surrey County. Thanks for sharing your time with us today. I appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you again very soon.
Thanks, Danny.
And thank you, folks, for joining us for Extension Today right here, WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.